She hasn't brought this to the executive table. She has blatantly not come and answered, gave Stéphane the proper answers about the business case that she has put together. Stéphane has counsel sent 2 Freedom of Information requests regarding to have a look at the business case. She has totally says it's not, keeps saying it's not ready. And she keeps saying, her official says as well, still not ready. Why is she going ahead and announcing this? Stéphane topped the criteria for this. And blatantly, this is the Sinn Féin minister ignoring her executive college, ignoring the Stéphane District Council corporate body, and basically it's a sort of fingers up to the people of Stéphane, even though he's reached the criteria.
It's been confirmed that the jobs are going to Ballykelly. As you said, Stéphane had topped the table for the suitable locations for these jobs, but we still don't know why Stéphane was overlooked.
Well, we don't know why, and will the minister come out and tell the truth why Stéphane was overlooked? You know, there's something just doesn't seem right here when Stéphane reached the criteria and now to be snubbed for these jobs. That would have revitalised our town centre. If we had 200 or 300 of those jobs in town centre, that would have helped our town centre economy. And we have other sites within the town that those jobs could go to.
Now, we're being told that the former Shackleton Army Barracks are the perfect location. That land was given over to the executive for free. But I suppose Stéphane has a business park on the Melmoid Road. It's lying empty for 2-3 years now. Surely that's not a perfect location as well?
Barry, Shackleton is not the perfect location. They're telling us it's going to take several million to decontaminate the land. The buildings that you told us on the criteria, that's why we made her come to her decision for Ballykelly, were suitable. The buildings are unsuitable there in Ballykelly. It's new builds she's going to do in Ballykelly. So why not do those new builds in the likes of Stéphane? And yes, we have a business park, but we met InvestNA, and InvestNA said they were only for, that wasn't suitable because they were only looking to attract businesses. Surely if government, which owns these sites and developed this, and it's government money from InvestNA, could have came to Stéphane, and being the first to go into that site would have might attracted other sites, because that site's going to sit as well maybe for years without anybody getting into it. But the fact is, we want to know the truth. Why Michelle O'Neill sent these jobs to Ballykelly.